Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly, not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, January 21st, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm the freaking kid.
What? Why do you sound so cautious?
Oh, well, I'm not cautious. I was just going to say that it was June the 21st.
What did I say?
You said January.
I did?
Yeah.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
I'm tired.
I know.
I
almost didn't
really,
want to point it
really
out, but
tired.
I was listening later. I would say, wait, January? I don't want to listen to this one.
I said January, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. You know.
You're tired, Siebs, this week.
You better take this week's episode.
Okay, where am I taking it?
Are you up for it? Are you good
Let's
with being the Siebes? Are you good with being the Mary this week?
I get to be the Mary this week.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right. So I guess I did mention that we're on Twitter. You know, to start off,
we are
Movie Nights. You know, at Movie Nights Pod.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
Just gonna happen that way, right?
Very cool.
Midnight Movie Nights.
Whoa!
It's Nights with a K.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. I need a clean read on that one. Skype just gave us a little fuck you.
Oh, thank
it
you,
was
Skype.
Like midnight.
Appreciate that.
That's kind of what it sounded like.
Oh, that's actually what you know how I sounded.
Well, yeah. Normally I can understand you, and I like to blame Skype. Leave me alone! Oh my God!
Oh, okay.
Stop picking on me.
MidnightMovieNights.com. Nights with a K.
With a K.
With a K. You can get shows there. You can listen to the live stream there. And if you want to find other shows, it's on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, other places. And if you can find a place where we're not at, email us at midnightmovienuts@gmail.com. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that sounded right to me.
Okay. Skype didn't screw us.
No, it's all good. Right. Keep going. I'm enjoying you doing all the work.
Great. So, how's your week? Which, you know, I know how your week has been. I know how my week has been. It's pretty busy.
Yeah. To say the least, we're getting very, very close on this project with work and I'm tired. I'm very tired. I've been working pretty late at night, so.
Usually I'm the one who works on Saturdays. Today I didn't. I got stuff done around the house. I got stuff done.
Yeah, I was working. I think I've worked every day for like the last 2 weeks, so.
Holy crap. That's
yeah, I'm a little tired, but this, after we deliver it, we're going to have a nice little company trip out to meet up with the client. And that should be a nice change of pace. Yeah, because it'll be a go live. There'll be a little bit of a celebration and everything. So I'll get a break. I honestly really don't want to talk about this. It's pretty boring and yeah, I'm tired and you can probably hear it in my voice. And if you can't, this is what I sound like when I'm a little bit tired. And the cat and I already had a discussion.
It just kind of
really worked out because he's been talking about wanting to give things a shot. And put more of the organizational work and everything. And so I kind of took the week off. I'm kind of phoning it in on this one. You're even going to write the little after show blurb, right? That we embed in the lyrics area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't tell you that one.
No, just got drafted to do that one. That's cool, though.
I kind of figured you would want to do that, and then I can just focus on making sure that we're recording and that the stream is going out, and yeah.
Okay, that's
cool. You've done so much work on this episode already that I just kind of figured you would want the honor of being the one summarizing it. This is your pride episode.
Hooray! What is pride? Am I supposed to have that? No, I'm just kidding.
It's what you're going to be feeling after we finish this episode. So let's get to it.
All right. So we're going to go down a trip down memory lane, right?
Just like that trip, so, going down a trip right down the highway.
Damn it. I kind of heard that one.
Yeah.
Too close to that.
You're just so used to it. It's cute.
I'm in the middle of nowhere, but it's right next to a major road.
A major road in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's
the biggest thing we've got around here. It's the big road. It's even paved.
Ooh. Fancy,
right?
Very, very. We're
moving up in the world. We has the paved roads. So, last week was Father's Day. Kind of hung out with some family. Yeah, I don't hang out with family. But, we just talked about a lot of memories. It was kind of fun. I wish I should have recorded it. It would have been fun for...
Without their knowledge?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Isn't that how you tape family? Tape.
Showing your age there, Katie.
Yeah.
You old bastard.
What'd you say, digitized? Yeah, I'm an old bastard. What would you say now, digitized? I digitize it. No, that's too Tron.
How about
there, showing your age again?
How about record?
Record. That's right. I guess I could use that word. But that's kind of what I did last week. Just, we all hung around, and I don't think we've all been in the same room for months. But it was fun. It was just fun to talk about old times, old crap nonsense that went on, but it was good. It was just good to hang out with people for a while. I just don't hang out with them too often.
But, oh, yeah?
Yeah. I get too busy. I'm always working.
Yeah, you do. You do work a lot.
Got to do what you got to do.
Indeed.
It's all for the greater good. I got things planned.
Oh, I like it.
What, planning things? I'm like a Cylon. A sleepy Cylon.
Okay. That tells me a little bit more about you than I needed to know.
That there's many copies? We have a plan?
Oh my gosh, there's many copies, and they're all as paranoid as you, so none of you talk to each other.
I know.
You're just all in silence. That's what your plan is. You're silently taking over just one copy at a time. But none of you talk to each other, so if the plan ever gets called off, no one will ever know.
Yeah, we just leer at each other.
And even if you did see another one, you'd be like, why does that person look so much like me?
What are you looking at?
My name is Bob. What's yours?
It might be Bob.
It might be Kathy.
Know. You don't know. I don't know. Where did that go?
I was just kind of wondering that myself.
So, what about you? Just work, huh? That was it? We went over the work thing.
I've got a little bit for save it for the pod, but I've been a shut-in all week, so I don't have a hashtag morons.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
But I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
Alrighty.
What about, what have you been listening to? Anything since you've been shut in? Anything good?
Oh, gosh. I've been listening to a lot of things, but the Netheads 146 dropped the live show over at Death Ray Comics, so I gave that a good listen to.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. But actually, really what I enjoyed most was Trent's blog post the next day about just how hectic the day was and how Kevin Smith took a moment out of his time and volunteered and took a picture with Trent just because he knew it would mean a lot to Trent. You know, told him, hey, get over here. We're taking a picture. And I just thought that was really sweet. It was really cool. It was a really great write-up. So,
He's going to get that printed out. He's going to have put that on his wall. Probably right next to the one I took with him. Don't you think? the only picture out there, me and with Trent. There's a good reason to go to Death Ray, just to see if the cat really exists.
it's the drawing that's on the wall, not the picture. He agreed to never show pictures to another soul.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Are you already forgetting?
I was just...
Did someone cast Forgeticus on you?
Yes, they did. I was talking to Trent. I almost forgot everything because I'm like, you're Trent. Probably like how he was with Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was another thing in his blog post. He had talked about how if the roles had been reversed, he wouldn't know if he would have, the ability in the moment, to step outside himself and put someone else above himself just because it would mean, so much to them. He kind of mentioned that he struggled with that a little bit. You know what I'm talking about here?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I get it.
Okay. I'm just making sure that I'm being clear.
Yeah, I think I get it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of how he treated us. So... He did step out of that.
Awesome.
He did step out of that bubble, and he was very genuine to us. So and that meant a lot to me. I certainly wasn't expecting that. I know it meant a lot to you too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's that. I honestly hadn't really even thought about what I was listening to this week. I mean, I've also listened to Johnny White Trash. He had episodes 2 and 3 come out, and episode 3 he had some very kind words about us. So I thought that was pretty cool. Actually this week I've been listening to music a lot while I'm working, just because the pressure's on, and there's this app or this service that I subscribe to called Focus at Will, and it's like $5 a month. And
was that where you just focus on Will Wilkins or something?
No. I figured you would go there, but okay. No, it's just this music service. There's no vocals. There's supposed to be some kind of science behind it that helps you focus better while you're working on things. I don't know. I like it. I like having it on while I'm working. I don't know if it makes a difference, but it's very enjoyable, and I don't get as distracted as I might if I were listening to podcasts, let's say.
Yeah.
Just because there may be, I can usually listen to podcasts and just kind of churn on it in the back of my mind and recall it.
Well, you've got to be able to focus on your job. I mean, my job, I can listen to podcasts, and mine's a mindless job. Any monkey could do it. But they let me do it.
Right. But what I'm saying is I don't necessarily have to be focusing intently on it. You know, I can kind of just process it in the background while I'm actually really thinking and doing other things. But then at the same time, if there's something that I really cue into, then I have to snap out of it, and I'll end up focusing on the podcast. And you know, if it's more than like a minute, I'll have to end up taking a break for a bit or stop the podcast and go on to something else. You know what I mean? It can be, sometimes it's tricky listening to podcasts while I'm working. I can do it.
Yeah.
But I have to be careful to not let myself engage too much until after I've done.
You get lost sometimes in the
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. Sometimes I'll do that at work. I will just listen to something. I just kind of have it, you know. Usually I'll listen to the podcasts that drop during the week, you know, more than once, because sometimes I'll be at work. You know, I'll have it on. It's a background noise, but mm-hmm. I'll go back and actually listen to it if there was something that kind of caught my ears. And I was like, oh, well, I want to know what was going on. Like the Tell Them Steve Dave this week came out. It came out with two episodes, but the one that really caught my ears was 206, when Walt was talking about the certain big box store that has like a chant that's here. I'm not sure if you've even heard it yet. Did you listen? No?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Well, he was talking
Tell Him
about
Steve that. Dave is one that I get to.
When you get to it.
Yeah, pretty much. I still listen to all of them, but it's not one of the ones that I'm fanatical really about. Common. I don't consider myself an aunt. Kitty? Did Skype just go away? Earth to Kitty. Okay, yeah, it looks like we have lost our connection. Wow, I really should have prepared for this. And oh my gosh, this is really, really bad karma. I even full on admitted that I was phoning it in this week. I am so not ready for this. I need Skype to reconnect us. Oh, how embarrassing. Okay. Well, yeah. I really don't want to talk that much more about my experiences and listening to things while I work. I think that's actually pretty boring. I mean, it's a detail about me, but yeah, I do like to listen to stuff while I work. Hey, you're back.
Hey, I'm back. Yeah, I was gonna tweet that Skype lost me to the internet.
Yeah,
exploding in the middle
welcome,
of
welcome back. I had a full-on panic moment because I admitted I was phoning it in this week, and it unfortunately kind of proved it. I didn't even have anything prepared for if we lost our connection and I suddenly had to take over. I mean, usually I don't have to prepare anything because usually I'm the one running the show. But tonight you've taken over, and yep.
All right.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
Where was that?
I don't know. Let's just move on.
TSD bring it up. You know, Walt bringing up the cheer.
Oh, right. That.
I don't cheer. I don't. Yeah, at the big box.
Oh,
I'm not going to say the name because I don't want. What?
We were. Okay, now I remember exactly where we were at. I was saying that I'm not a big listener of Tell Him Steve Dave, and I think when I realized that we dropped, I don't know if you heard me or not, but I said I don't consider myself an aunt.
Okay.
So. All right. Sorry, there we are.
I get you. I mean, it wasn't something you got right into. I listened to the first one, but Walt brought up the cheer, and that really kind of like I was
What's
at work, I heard it, and I was like, wait, what? I don't cheer. Well, you know, when they have meetings during the mornings, they do this cheer, and it's kind of like, you know, they spell out the letters in like a cheerleader fashion. And, you know, I'm not going to say what it is because I don't care. I don't
care. What letters? What are you talking about?
For the store. The W-A-L-M. M-A-R-T thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you'll understand it when you hear the episode. But I was, you know, that's why it caught me. I was like, well, I gotta work for these stupid people. But no. I've seen it in action. I don't do it.
There's an actual cheer before the start of the shift.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, not before the shift, like if they have morning meetings or, you know, any kind of meeting, they'll do that. They'll do that cheer. And I just kind of sit back and watch, what the fuck is wrong with you people? I'm just here for the crappy money. I'm not part of your revolution, man.
Indoctrination.
Yeah. What's going on? They're pod people.
It's a cult.
Hey, wait, I'm a pod person now.
Yeah. You're part of the Movie Nights pod. With a K. And a P.
But Movie Night Punks. Back Walt up. I was going to back Walt up on that they do that cheer, and no, I don't do that. And, you know, I don't think anybody's going to get fired if you don't do it. But you know me, I'm not a go-getter. I'm not going to go out and do this. I just wanted to bring that up. I know I think the episode came out yesterday or something, so not everyone has heard it. But, you know, when they do, they'll be like, oh, I get it. I'm like, no, the cat does not cheer. The cat is not a cheerleader.
Despite the pom-poms I have in my corner. But you would look so cute in one of those skirts.
They are airy. I mean, you do get some airflow going on.
Yep.
It's only in private. I'm not going there.
Well, you live in Texas, so, you know.
Yeah. It just doesn't go over very well.
Yeah. Yep.
One day. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little thinking of that image.
Hey, so I have an idea. Yes? Are you there?
Okay.
Okay.
Talk
now,
to me.
First of all.
Tell me about it. I'm listening.
Are we finished with what are you listening to?
Is this about a cheerleading outfit?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
Okay.
Walt was right.
All right.
I don't cheer. Very good.
I have an idea. Let's move Save It for the Pod above hashtag morons.
Okay.
All right. Because I actually have something for this, and I think it might help perk me up a little bit. In fact, just thinking about it does. So I was at the grocery store. And I found myself
this week.
Yeah. But before, I noticed these about a month ago, I would say, and I've kind of known about them for a while, but I noticed these cookies. They're from Keebler, and they're called grasshoppers. And
cookies,
I have them in
have
front
heard
of me.
Of these things.
Yeah, I'm holding a package of them right now, and they are. Mint and fudge cookies. And just from the looks of them, they look a lot like Thin Mints. Like the Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints.
Okay, I think I've seen these.
Right?
Like-
and then, so I grab these, I see this other one from Keebler called Coconut Dreams. And they're called, or they're fudge caramel and coconut cookies. And you know what? They look exactly like a Samoa or a Caramel Delight, depending on which baker you have. They're called two different things depending on the baker. It's weird. I don't know.
Really? The Girl Scouts?
Yeah, like the cookies.
Yeah, I didn't know that there were two different names. I've always seen them as
Okay, yeah, Skype is giving us a bit gaffy right now, but sounded like you said Samoas. Yeah, there's what is going on tonight? There are some bakers. One of the baking companies makes Caramel Delights. It's the same cookie. But so I'm looking at these, and they both look like they just look so much like Girl Scout cookies. So I'm actually just gonna open them and give them a try.
Because, right here, right now?
Yeah, I think these are massive Girl Scout cookie ripoffs. And you know, hopefully it'll give me a little burst of sugar, you know, little extra energy. Okay, yeah, it's a tiny bit smaller than a Thin Mint, but it looks a lot like one.
Oh, it was made by elves.
And let's see, the Coconut Dreams. What do these look like?
Oh, you got both of them. I just thought you had the grasshoppers.
Yeah, no, I decided I didn't see any that looked like any other cookies. Okay. Oh my god, that looks exactly like the Girl Scout cookies. It's almost even exactly the same size.
Wow.
That's crazy. Okay. All right. So, that is part one of my Save It for the Pod. Why don't you take over, do yours? I'm going to try both of these, and I'm going to see if I can, what basically how they compare, because I have had Girl Scout cookies recently, so I do remember the taste. So take it away, Kitty.
All right, well, my favorite for the pod was something kind of movie-related, popcorn. Something I saw, moron, I could hear that. I don't know who that is.
Oh my god, this is exactly like a Samoa.
Really?
Yeah, this is the total ripoff. this one's a total ripoff. This is exactly like a Samoa.
So you think there's going to be like a war between the Girl Scouts and elves? Court battle? Can you imagine that? Both of them sitting in court? Little Keebler elf on it, sitting on the desk because he can't sit in the chair. Bunch of rough-looking Girl Scouts on the other side with the lawyer.
One of them, there's a ginger one with pigtails, and and she's kind of got like a neckerchief over her hair, and she's just kind of grinning and you know, she punches one hand, and she's turning her fist, you know, against the other hand, just glaring at the elf as it testifies. What?
It's messed up. But I'd watch that movie. Lifetime will make it. Give them time.
Nice.
So I found some popcorn. And it made me think of our Canadian friends. I found maple bacon popcorn. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good.
I think it's. I like the idea of bacon. Who doesn't?
Maple bacon.
Popcorn.
Sounds like a plan.
So I said I'd wait to try it. I bought it. It's by a Kettle Brand. And you know, like I said, it's movie related. It's popcorn. So I'm gonna give that one a shot. Let me open this up. Really loud. Should I open this?
That's okay. I just opened up my packages also, so.
Yeah, but I think this is
more. I like this. We're actually trying like movie snacks before we, you know, we're testing our movie snacks as we go. How the hell did this happen?
Well, if this stuff is any good, they better send me some, because it's going to take me long enough to get into it.
Really? It's okay. All right. Well, the cookie packaging was fairly easy to open, but it was a little bit noisy. So I would recommend opening it beforehand and maybe just putting a few cookies in like a Ziploc baggie and taking that to the theater with you rather than just, you know, the entire, you know, box of cookies, because it's got that plastic noisy packaging and everything. And that would just be bad form. Yeah, to do that in a movie theater. That's just, it's so rude, but someone would do it. Well, we do not advocate that at all.
Yeah.
But your popcorn packaging was suboptimal.
Oh yeah, I mean you could hold like water in this for like 20 years.
Oh my gosh!
Definitely did not skimp on the bag.
Okay.
Nope.
Can you take it? Can you take it away for a sec? I'll be right back. Okay. Katie,
you smell that. I'll put it up to the microphone. You smell that. I'm taking it. I got it.
Okay. It you do realize it doesn't work that way, right?
That sucks.
I don't have a smellophone, just a microphone.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try this. Let everyone know what it's like.
All right. Go for it. I want to be here for this part. Can you just talk for a sec?
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk for a sec.
I'll be right back. All right.
Yeah, when I saw this, I saw, you know, maple bacon popcorn, and we've mentioned Revelstoke Jim, and was it a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that he talked about someone mentioning maple-flavored water.
Now, you're talking about Jim's show?
But I didn't find it. You know, that would have been good with this maple bacon popcorn, but no such luck, couldn't find the maple water. So, did you say something? Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's going on about the maple water?
Okay, so I decided I still have some Thin Mints, so I can do a side-by-side taste test.
What happened to us?
I don't know, but let's try your popcorn.
All right, I'm going to try this.
Kitty cat, start your engine.
Maple popcorn. Maple bacon popcorn.
And come on, talk us through what you're experiencing right now.
Huh.
Come on.
It's got a little bit of sweetness to it.
Okay.
I think I can taste a hint of bacon. It's almost like just like kettle popcorn.
Okay,
a little too sweet, but you know it's maple. And
does it have that glazed coating on it?
No, it's just popcorn. I'm sure it's probably just coated with a powdery flavoring.
Interesting. Okay,
but you know it's not glazed or anything. But yeah, not bad. It does, you know, like I said, it does taste a little bit like just kettle popcorn. It's got that sweetness to it, but it's not bad. I mean, I don't like kettle popcorn because it seems like it's too sweet most of the time. I can't eat sweet popcorn unless it is like caramel popcorn. That I can eat, but yeah. don't flavor it with other crap. Just give me.
Okay.
I'd get it. I'd try it once.
All right.
I'll probably end up eating it for this movie.
I'll have to but. Where did you find this maple bacon popcorn?
At the place you cheerleading.
Okay. All right.
At the big box store?
Yeah, I kind of figured. We're getting some FUs from Skype tonight, so. You know, I just realized that this is not going to be a very fair comparison between the two because my Thin Mints are indeed frozen as they should be. But I'll have to toss a couple of these in the freezer and try this again tomorrow. But I guess here goes. This is a grasshopper.
Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, it's got a good consistency to it, but it's a little thin. Thin Mints are definitely thicker.
Wait, what?
I said,
The Thin Mints are thicker?
Thin Mints are thicker. Yeah, there's more cookie to the Thin Mint. That's for sure, and this is definitely very, very fudgy. It's kind of almost like a brownie type taste. It's kind of interesting. Not enough mint either. This is definitely not a direct ripoff of Thin Mints like the other ones are of Samoas.
So it doesn't have the minty taste, because that's what I go for. I like mint.
No, it does. It has a hint of mint, but I like the mint taste from Thin Mints a lot more.
Yeah, so I said I like the minty taste better than no minty taste. I mean, if it says it's going to have mint taste to it, give me some mint taste. I mean, I want full-on mint taste, not just like a little bit of mint. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my little mint rant. Mint rant.
All right. Well, hey, that was actually perfect because it gave me enough time to take a couple drinks of water and, you know, kind of cleanse the palate a little bit. But I can tell you, it's going to be hands down frozen Thin Mint. I promise you this. So I'm just going to go ahead and enjoy my cookie now, and I'm going to throw back to you, Kitty. How about some hashtag morons?
We tried our snacks. Good. Yeah, maple bacon, popcorn. Go for it. Mm. But hashtag morons. You know...
Yummy.
I didn't want to make all of, about the hashtag morons. I didn't want to make them entirely about the store, but, you know, this is really the only place I go. But this one kind of goes to the general public, is violating the cat's personal space. Do you have, like, a personal space limit where just strangers are not supposed to get within, well, mine is, like, 3 foot, you know, 3 feet, a meter, whatever. That's the general area I don't like people to invade. You know, don't get too close to the cat. I don't like.
It depends
people that
on
close.
The situation, because, like, at in the line at the grocery store, let's say, I'll collapse it a bit, or even. It's really just in lines. That's one classification. You know, when you're queuing. I think that's when you allow a stranger for like the most allow amount of leeway with violation of personal space. But it should still be like maybe 9 inches, I want to say.
Away from you?
Like at the absolute bare minimum, like you, any closer than that, you're making me uncomfortable. I think it's really closer to about a foot between.
Wow, you're lenient. I would go like 2 feet, maybe.
When you're in line, you feel like they're encroaching your personal space.
Oh yeah, and I'll usually step forward or something.
Okay.
No, just like take another step forward. I'm like, go away. Don't be this close. This close, not that close.
Well, you do realize if you take a step forward, you're just getting closer to the person in front of you, and that person's going to fill the gap behind you. Subtlety does not work on these people.
Just tell them to move forward.
You need to lower your expectations, sir.
I have no expectations of people. Not anymore. They violate my space.
Exactly.
Like people who stand there next to me and just kind of grab something on the shelf and their hand is like, I could reach out and bite them. No, don't get that close. No. Back off. And sometimes I will. If I get too claustrophobic, I will just kind of jump and back away. And I think I've scared a couple of people like that before. And I'm like, I'm just claustrophobic. You got too close. Oh, okay. Freak. What'd you say?
You should just do that all the time. Just walk
just
around.
Freak out?
Yeah, just walk around and be like, I got claustrophobic and you got too close. Like,
I have thought about getting a shirt with on the back of it saying, you know, do not get within 3 feet or something.
How about 10 feet?
10 feet. 10 feet's good. Which is odd because, you know, at the store I work at, when you get within 10 feet of people, you're supposed to smile and address them. I'd go for the 11-foot rule.
Oh, how did I know? How did I know that 10 feet was going to be a magic barrier for you? Because at 10 feet away, you don't have to engage them anymore. You do with computers, it's binary. Well, then it's just two.
It's funny because I get that.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, just don't... I used to have a card. It'll sound kind of arrogant, but I used to have a card for certain things that I didn't... You know, don't look me directly in the eyes. Don't talk to me much. Don't invade the personal space. I think there was like five or six more of them. I swear I did have a card that had kind of some of this stuff printed on it.
You got some neuroses, my friend.
I know. I'm messed up.
Yeah. So that's the kind way
of... I have let that guard down a little bit with certain people, but most people, you know, I don't like people. Some of them will come up and like pat me on the back. No, don't touch, you know. Or like grab my arm. Don't touch.
No touchy.
Yeah. It's not you, it's me. Because I don't like you, but yeah. Don't touch. Yeah, I messed up.
You threw off my groove.
Squirrel.
No, wrong Disney movie. I said no touchy, and you threw off my groove. Come on.
Oh. Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, there you go. And it was the voice of Piglet. He was like, beware the groove. The groove. Oh, that movie looked like it was going to be the stupidest movie ever. It looked so dumb. And I'm so glad that I gave it a shot, because it's just funny. It's one of those films that I watch when I want to giggle. Yeah, David Spade and John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yeah, they're great.
That was a good movie. Got to go back and watch that.
Yeah. Anyway.
There was something else I wanted to bring up. I'm not sure if I want to. Because it's just,
okay, if you're not sure you want to, move on.
It's kind of a... Yeah, it's kind of a non-subject because okay, nothing new has come out about it. So
Kitty, just,
we'll just move on.
Just talking
about
it,
stupid
on.
Movies. How about the one we're going to watch? Step Brothers. I hear it's supposed to be kind of stupid but funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said you've seen it a couple of times. I haven't seen it yet.
So no who news?
I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell in, you know, a starring role. Nah, no who news. There's the only thing we know about it is coming out in August. Other than that, we don't know anything.
You put stuff in the show notes.
I didn't know if I even wanted to bring it up because
you threw me off.
There's nothing
that's
you
all,
can talk
that's
about
all.
For
stepbrothers.
Any...
Stepbrothers. So there's these two, you know, approaching middle aged or middle aged. I don't know. There's these two dudes. They live at home with their parents. Parents get married, and they don't get along. Shocking. I don't know.
That's what
the movie's
about.
Funny. Okay, that's really all I can say about it. It's funny. It's obvious. It's stupid, but it's one of those movies that you watch when you want to laugh.
That's kind of why I wanted to watch it, because, you know, I've heard about it. It's kind of like some mindless fun, and I'm like, that's what I want this week.
It's not exactly a life lesson type of movie, even though there is a little bit of the feel good stuff. Yeah, it's just a fun movie. That's there's awkward moments, and then their interactions. You know, they obviously hate each other, and then they find some common ground, and then they're inseparable, and it's all about the back and forth relationship of the two actors, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Yeah, and I will say I do like them, but I didn't watch it because I don't like Will Ferrell, and a starring role.
Yeah, I'm hit or miss with him.
Too many bad movies.
Yeah.
Do what?
I'm hit or miss with him.
Yeah, and I've seen John C. Reilly. I've liked him in a lot of different roles. You know, some of the stupid movies he's done, he's been pretty good. Some of the serious movies. I mean, I loved him in Aviator. The Aviator. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
Yep.
He was good in that. And
wait, why is Judge Funky Boy asking about no movie nights tonight? Keep going.
Okay. Let's see. Who else is it? Mary Steenburgen. You know her. She,
mm-hmm.
Who's that? Clara. She was Clara in Back to the Future 3.
Yes, she was. And a tidbit from a callback to Stargate. Jack O'Neill is actually obsessed with her. Not obsessed, but you know, she's definitely his favorite. He's got a thing for her. Yeah. Yep. Just a little background on a character from a movie that we watched and was adapted into a television series that we discussed, and it was in the television series that it was revealed that he has a thing for Mary Steenburgen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Little tidbit. Something that Siebes finds interesting. A connection. Nice. There we go. A connection. Carry on.
Richard Jenkins. I've seen him in a lot of movies.
He's
cool. I forgot to look up some of his better known roles. And Adam Scott. I've seen him.
We're just gonna run over
Richard Jenkins.
Richard Jenkins, like,
well,
that
is just... We're just gonna run him over. Put one of those trucks outside. That didn't sound right. Sorry, Richard Jenkins.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That went dark and weird. Really fast.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I wish I had one of those rewind sounds. So, Richard Jenkins, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
You're taken to.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of lost, but I really don't know what happened. I think we just stepped in it.
We didn't step anything. Everything rewound. We started over. This is Groundhog Day.
Oh, great.
We just
really?
Woke up, everything's starting over.
Okay.
What movie am I thinking of that he's been in?
Well, one of my favorite performances from him was in Burn After Reading. He was, you know, the manager of the fitness club that Frances McDormand and Brad Pitt worked at.
Oh, that's weird. You brought that one up last week. Like I said, I watched it once. I need to watch that one again then.
Well, I brought it up last week because Frances McDormand was in Eon Flux. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I remember her from. I like this movie. I really liked Burn After Reading. I enjoyed it. There were a lot of you know, it's a Coen Brothers movie, if I remember right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why she would be in it.
Yeah.
I think they like her.
I don't know. I like their movies. They're
yeah, they're kind of out there, but they're good.
Yep. And that's one of the ways that I would describe Burn After Reading. Out there, but yeah, it's good. It's funny.
Yeah,
John Malkovich is kind of that's an interesting interesting role for John Malkovich. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're not talking about Burn After Reading. We're talking about Step Brothers, but that is a role that I remember Richard Jenkins from. Anywho,
yeah, like I said, I was going to look up his history, but I've seen him a lot. I kind of like him. He's, you know, I don't think I've ever seen him in a bad role. But I didn't get a chance to look up his history, so sorry about that, Richard Jenkins, because I know he's listening.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And Adam Scott, he's kind of a young dude. I've seen him in movies, but I don't really know who he is. I mean, maybe you do.
Any clue? If he's, yeah. Yeah, he was actually in Veronica Mars, and he was also in Party Down.
The movie or show?
The TV show. He played he played one of Veronica's teachers that she looked up to. But and then he was also in Party Down. I've seen him in a few things. I forget if I've seen him in any like big movies or anything like that, but yeah, he's good actor. I've enjoyed from what I've seen of him.
Yeah. And I was looking through the list of the actors. They've got a lot of appearances, probably cameos by, you know, comedic actors. You know, Seth Rogen, Phil LaMarr, Rob Riggle, Ken Jeong.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's a list.
When I first read the show notes earlier, read that. Several appearances by well-known Canadian actors, Mick Sands, Seth Rogen, Phil LaMarr, Rob Riggle, Ken Jeong, and Horatio Sands. And I was just like, Canadian? They're Canadian? Ken Jeong is Canadian? And, then I just hear in my head, Saskatchewan, motherfucker. And I was like, what the fuck? Just one of those like really fucked up thoughts that I realized I was having in that moment. And then I'm like, you read that wrong, dummy. Anyway, sorry.
Don't you think I would have spelled Canadian squirrel with a capital instead? I got that much respect for Canadian people, the Canadians. Well, I would give it a capital C instead of just like a lowercase C.
I didn't even balk at thinking all of them were Canadian. I was like, okay, that's a little weird, but yeah. And then I realized I read it wrong.
Got the Canada on the brain.
I like Canada. Canada's cool. They got some good people up there.
Maple bacon popcorn for friends.
Dude, the maple thing is such a freaking stereotype. If that, you know.
Hey, don't be talking about it, you hoser.
I'll take off.
Hold on a second.
What do you mean, hold on a second?
Okay, sorry. I thought I heard a noise outside. I think it's raining here. Sorry about that. Well, we were just having Skype problems, and I know my connection's been kind of weird, and I think it's why. It is starting to rain. Are you still there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, shit. I was like, damn it, stupid Mother Nature.
Wow, okay. All right, well, do you have anything else that you want to say about the movie?
No, just that I want to watch it. I'm looking forward to it now. Because
oh, hey, Judge Funky Boy is listening now.
I've heard
now.
Somebody talk about it for... Hey, what's up, Judge Funky Boy?
Ah, he said two idiots with microphones, so. Yeah. Weird. I was afraid we weren't going out or something. I don't know.
I know, whenever you mentioned it, I was like, oh, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, I gotta ask, how did I do? What? Since we're coming up to the end.
I will check the time and let you know. We are at 53 minutes and, well, 54 minutes right now. So, I would say we're under an hour. I think that's pretty good.
So, did I do a sufficient job of being the Siebes for the evening?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
I feel pretty good about the show, except for that spot where where everything dropped off, and I went, "Oh shit, I don't have anything prepared." And
did you really say that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I gotta hear that then.
I did actually.
I'm looking forward to hearing.
I put it out there on Front Street. I just like, oh shit, I'm fucked. Okay, I'm glad that called us a not safe for work podcast, you know, because or Or no, I didn't say not safe for work podcast. What do I say now? Your weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea. Yeah. Which is Johnny White Trash actually called that out, that we had said that it was verbal diarrhea that he does. So yeah, that's one of those phrases I've always really loved, because it when you turn your filters off and you never know what's going to come out of your mouth, sometimes it can just be fun. Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't say a word.
Let that one hang there. Yes, but I know you, and I started thinking about this, and I was like, okay, out of everything that I just said, what is he going to latch onto and turn dirty? Oh, fuck. Shut the fuck up!
Why is it only me? You know Tom is thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he probably is, but no, I'm not getting his reaction right
Jim
now.
Jim is out there giggling to himself.
Okay. If anything, Jim's probably really laughing at me getting frustrated by this. But
it's all good, Steve. It's all good.
Aye.
We did good tonight. You're tired. It's, you know, I took over. I didn't steer us into a wall much.
Things got a little strange for a little bit there, but yeah.
I may even listen to this one.
Why do you do this to me?
Because it's fun. You know, I didn't listen to the last one. I even told you I wasn't listening to it at the time. I told you when I didn't finish listening to it either.
You're such a pain in the ass. You know what's funny? I actually used to have a cat named PETA. Her name was actually Pain in the Ass. We called her PETA.
Like the bread?
I know.
Just pain in the ass.
Like, yeah.
Pain in the ass.
Yes, pain in the ass, PETA.
That's cool. I wish I'd have named my dog that.
Okay. Wait. All right.
Yeah, where are you going?
I don't know. So,
you know what? Let's go watch this movie.
Okay. So, let's see. This is where you say that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
It is Midnight Movies Nights for this week. I'm that fracking cat.
I'm Miranda Janelle.
Let's go watch a movie, Miranda.
And talk hard.
Midnight Movie Nights.
Okay, so we did leave something out, Kitty.
What'd I miss? I'm sure I missed something.
We have new Twitter followers.
And a special thanks.
Yep.
I forgot to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic.
And
Judge Funky Boy for our theme.
This theme! That's currently playing below us right now.
Yeah, and everyone that listens.
And everyone that listens, yeah. Well, how about new Twitter followers? Do we have new Twitter followers?
Do we?
Yes, we do. I found something that you didn't prepare tonight.
I'm an idiot.
Hey, Kitty, you did a great job. We want to thank Mark Thorner, Marco Shark, for following us. And he's a friend from Gabnet. And also Christian, Wasabi1809. Who appears to be a fellow podcaster. Hey, cool. Well, hey, thanks for following us, Christian. So,
cool.
Yeah. Hey, are we doing a stinger tonight? I mean, we kind of are right now, just because, you know, we're forgetful idiots.
Yeah, I am. I forgot. Okay. Sorry about that, Brad. Sorry about that, Tom. Forgot to thank them. I'm an idiot.
Well, hey, we caught it. It didn't go out. You know, I mean, like, the stream went out, but it doesn't look like anyone dropped off in the last minute. So everyone heard it. Here, let me just update the chart right now. Yeah.
Hooray.
See, everyone's still listening. We're holding steady. So everyone heard it. So let's not be down on it. We caught it in time. It's all good.
It's all good.
So, yeah.
Good night.
Good night. So, stop the broadcast.
Okay.
Yes.
It sounds like a good
yes.
Stopping
okay.
Point.
Well, because, you know, we're at a you know, 1 hour, 1 minute. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it was a few seconds ago, but.
Then boom.
Then boom. Just boom. Just. Boom. Just go away, you know, nothing else. I mean, not at all. I should just stop talking, hit the stop broadcast button.
Hugs, everybody? Should we send out
hugs? Hugs, not drugs.